It was a great week at Flow Soccer Camp. It was like God just brought this bomb of joy, and it just exploded all over the field like a water balloon. It was amazing. A special welcome to the Flow family, those of you who are here because you were part of our Flow Soccer Camp. A real special welcome to you. I want to take a little bit of time this morning, briefly, to reflect on something that our campers and our families experienced together. I want to give some shape to what it is we experienced together. But if you're here this morning and you weren't involved in the camp, that's okay, because what I have to say this morning applies to you too. It applies to everyone. You see, every one of us, we all want the same thing in life. Every one of us. I'm convinced that every human being who has ever lived wants this one thing more than all other things. Do you know what it is? What we all want more than anything else? Well, yeah, you might be saying money. We want that too. But we want money because we think it will bring us something else, right? That's why we want the money. That it might bring us something more important. Even if we have money, there is something more fundamental that every single person longs for. And the thing that we want more than anything else in life, I believe, is joy. It's joy. It's what we all want. A mentor of mine often says this. He says, joy is like oxygen. We cannot make it without joy. And I think he's right. We need joy. And some of you here today, you know that full well. Perhaps you're sitting in the pew this morning and you are desperate for joy. You're longing for it. You need it like oxygen. And the good news for you today is that I believe God has precisely what you need, what you're longing for. And he has it for you today, even in this moment. Joy. Others of you are here this morning and you're full of it. Joy, that is. You've come off the soccer pitch with your kids, and you feel like you've been part of something real, something good, something lasting, something that has awakened your heart, and it's joy. And the good news for you today is that God has more of what you tasted this past week. And I want you all to hear what Jesus has to say about all of this. Jesus was eating a meal with his disciples, and he said this. One of his disciples wrote it down, so it's been preserved in our historical documents. Jesus said this. It's in John 15, verses 9 to 11. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. And mark this. He said, I told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Here's what I want you to see. I've bolded it in the verses behind us. Jesus is full of joy. But not only that, he wants you to have the joy that he has. Jesus, the Son of God, is full of a joy, and he wants you to have the same joy. He wants your joy to be complete, to be full, to be whole. And by, in effect, Jesus is saying that the joy we experience apart from him is still joy, yes, but it is an incomplete joy. There is more. He wants you to have the joy that he has, a complete joy. Now, some people have a vision of God as this distant and angry and judgmental being who wants to control our behavior and rob us of our fun. But that's not the kind of God that Jesus reveals to us. Jesus has a joy that he wants us to have for ourselves. And so the million-dollar question to me becomes this: what is Jesus' joy? What is the joy that Jesus possesses that he wants us to have? He tells us in the passage, the joy that Jesus possesses is the love of his Father. We see it in the passage. I bolded it. He speaks about the Father who has loved him and that he remains in his love. This is the place from which Jesus receives joy. Jesus, the Son of God, knew a complete joy because he remained in his heavenly Father's love. The word remain in this passage, it's key. Jesus uses this word 11 times in the chapter, in chapter 15 of John chapter 15. The word means to stay or to rest. It means to make your home with. The joy that Jesus has, the joy that Jesus wants you to have, is the joy that he experiences because he has made his home with his heavenly Father. Jesus, the Son of God's joy, flows from his relationship with the Father. Dallas Willard has said that God is the most joyous being in the entire universe. And what makes him the most joyous being is the perfect relationship that exists at the very center of who he is. The one true God exists perfectly in three different persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, in just a moment, I'm actually going to ask for three of our Flow campers to come down here. So do I have three Flow campers who are brave that want to come down here? First three, come on down. Three in the front row here? Okay, girls, come on down. Jesus exists perfectly in three different relationships: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And in and of himself, God is not lonely because he exists in this relationship of love with himself. God is not lonely, he is not needy, but he is infinitely satisfied within this relationship of love. You could say that God in his very being, come on up here, girls, God in his very being is at home in joy because of the relationship at the center of his being. And it is this very relationship at the center of who God is that is the source of Jesus' joy. Now, you girls are going to demonstrate a deep theological truth. Can you say theological truth? Exactly. Exactly. Theologians throughout the centuries have tried to capture what this joy-filled relationship in words. They've tried to put into words who is God expressing this joy-filled relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we are going to make you the Father because you're the tallest. All right. You can be Jesus the Son right here, and you get to be the Holy Spirit because you're wearing an Oilers jersey. Is that? Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what the sermon illustration is. Now, can I get you to hold hands, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, to hold hands in a circle, okay? Now, I want you to start just kind of maybe turning in a circle, and you can do a little bit of a dance, or it's kind of like you're playing Ring Around the Rosie. The closest that theologians have come to describe the relationship that God is the word perichoresis, and it means circle dance. The relationship at the center of God's being between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is described as this dance between the three persons that make up the one God. God is described as a dance. It doesn't get any more joy-filled than that. But here's the thing. Okay, stop dancing. The story of God is that he sent Jesus into the world in order to open up the circle and invite us in. Okay, girls, can you do this around my huge muscles? Okay, hold hands, hold hands. That Jesus invites us into the center of the dance. That this is the place where he wants us to remain, to live from. That we're included in the circle. Now, so often, we're excluded because of our sin or because of our we just don't know. But Jesus invites us into this circle dance of love that is God. And it's from this relationship that we were made. And it's for this relationship that we were made. And it's the joy that Jesus invites us into. Way to go, team. You can go on up. Think of the most joyful moments in your life. And when you think of those moments, I venture to guess that they are moments where you felt a deep sense of belonging. That joy came from your sense of being loved and accepted and embraced, right? Because that's how joy works. And that's the joy that Jesus has, that he is at home in his relationship with the Father, and he invites us to make our home with him there too. Joy is the feeling that says, I'm home. And I remember feeling a sense of this at Christmas time, Christmas Eve a number of years ago. And I'm going to share this story, but if you're from MCA Church, you've heard me share this story a few times, so bear with me in this. But for me, it captures what Jesus is inviting us into, this sense of joy and belonging that we are home in Him. It was Christmas Eve. We had finished our Christmas Eve service here at the church, and my family had headed off home ahead of me because we had plans to spend time together as a family to celebrate Christmas together. And I stuck around to clean up a number of things at the church, and so we were busy, a number of us putting away glass vases and papers and clearing up the garbage and tidying up the church. And as I rushed around, there was this joy that was pulling me forward. I was looking forward to being at home with my family to celebrate Christmas. But in the frantic chaos of quickly putting things away, I knocked over a glass vase and it smashed all over the tile floor in the foyer. I smiled and thought, okay, no bother, just a minor setback. I swept it up, put the glass away. And then I remembered as I was running out the door that I had forgot something in my office upstairs. So I went running through the door up the stairs, and as I went through the doorway, the zipper on my bag got caught in the door. It ripped the bag open, and all these papers came flying out. Minor setback. The joy was moving me forward. I collected the papers, stuffed them into my bag again, went up, got what I needed from my office, came down the stairs. I took two steps out of the front of the church, and I hit a piece of ice. My feet went flying out from underneath me, and I bang! Landed on my backside in the parking lot. Now, if it was any other day, I might have whispered a few choice words under my breath. I'm just gonna say that. But not on this day. There was a joy that was moving me forward as I thought about getting home to my family, to rest, to be home, to celebrate with them. And so, no word of a lie, I picked myself up off of the ground and I jumped in the air. I clicked my heels together. I'm not lying. And I tiptoed through the parking lot, being careful not to fall on the ice again. I got in the car. I probably sped home. That's my confession this morning. I walked through the front door, and I stepped into the entranceway, and I yelled out to my family, "I'm home." And in that moment, my kids, they yelled, "Daddy." They came running down the stairs. They grabbed me, one on each side, and hugged me. And you know what we did? We began to jump. "Daddy, you're home." We began to dance. The circle dance of love. It was a moment that I wanted to last forever. A moment that said, "I'm home. This is where I belong. I want to spend my life in this moment." And it's what Jesus invites us into. To know that kind of intimacy with the God who made us. To know that kind of joy and belonging and embrace with the one who made us. This is a picture of the joy that Jesus invites us into. The dance is the relationship from which you have been made and the relationship you're made for. St. Augustine has famously said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." This is the joy that Jesus invites you to have. He invites you to have your joy completed by finding your home in God's love. And perhaps you felt a measure of joy this week at Flow Camp. Or maybe you're here, you're longing for more. Jesus comes to complete the joy by inviting us into the center of the circle. And it's an incredible invitation. And here's where our joy in Jesus is different than all other kinds of joy. You see, our culture says that joy is something we have to go out and find, right? That if you want joy, you've got to go out in search of it by pursuing whatever makes you happy. It's the pursuit of happiness. But here's the problem with the pursuit of happiness. Our happiness sometimes runs out. One day, something that makes us happy doesn't make us happy the next day. Or other times, our happiness can be taken away from us because happiness depends on what happens to us. If something bad happens, happiness disappears. But the joy Jesus invites us into is different than happiness. It does not fade. It does not run out. The complete joy of being at home in relationship with God, it sustains even under the most difficult of circumstances. Brian's story, it demonstrated that. We sometimes think that joy and suffering stand in opposition to each other, but they do not when God is involved. The presence of struggle or hardship is not the enemy of joy. My wife, Gina, lost her mom to an aggressive terminal cancer a few years ago. And we were on vacation together when Gina's mom was first diagnosed. We were at Disneyland, the so-called happiest place on earth. 1 year after her diagnosis, Gina's mom was gone, and it was the hardest year of our lives, as were the years that followed, the hardest years. And I know some of you can relate. You've walked this journey. And as Gina has reflected on her own journey, remembering her mom, remembering what she felt in those days, this is how she's described it to me. Gina said this. She said, in those days, I was so scared. I was so sad. I was broken and nervous. But there was some other feeling, something I can only describe as joy, a sense that God still had a plan. Sense that God could maybe still heal, but above all, a certainty that God was still in control. You see, the joy that Jesus invites us into, it cannot be taken away, not by struggle, not by hardship, not by setbacks. It cannot be taken away because joy isn't so much something we possess, but rather something we live in. It's our position in the circle dance of love. And when we know we belong with the Creator, the circumstances of life, they pale in comparison. Friends, I don't have all the answers to life's questions, but I do know this. The lasting joy that you long for, that we all long for, is found through Jesus' invitation into relationship with the one who made us. And so will you respond to his invitation this morning? And have your joy made complete. Let's pray. Jesus, you invite us in. What a gift that you have made way for imperfect people to live with a perfect God. And so today, Jesus, as we respond with our yes to your invitation, I pray that joy would erupt. That the water balloon of joy that you dropped on the field this week would continue to spill over, that you'd fill our cup, and it would run over and over and over and over. Amen.